Let's read together 2 Chronicles chapters 23 and 24. Now in these chapters, we have the removal of wicked Queen Athaliah in chapter 23, and then the account of good King Joash of Judah in chapter 24, including his final years that were not so good. Let's begin by reading the first 15 verses of chapter 23. In the seventh year, Jehoiada strengthened himself and made a covenant with the captains of hundreds. And they went throughout Judah and gathered the Levites from all the cities of Judah and the chief fathers of Israel, and they came to Jerusalem. Then all the assembly made a covenant with the king in the house of God, and he said to them, "Behold, the king's son shall reign, as the Lord has said of the sons of David." So the Levites and all Judah did according to all that Jehoiada the priest commanded. And they brought out the king's son, put the crown on him, gave him the testimony, and made him king. Then Jehoiada and his sons anointed him and said, "Long live the king." Now when Athaliah heard the noise of the people running and praising the king, she came to the people in the temple of the Lord. When she looked, there was the king standing by his pillar at the entrance, and the leaders and the trumpeters were by the king. All the people of the land were rejoicing and blowing trumpets, also the singers with musical instruments, and those who led in praise. So Athaliah tore her clothes and said, "Treason, treason!" So they seized her, and she went by way of the entrance of the horse gate into the king's house, and they killed her there. Let's begin our study of these chapters with some background notes. At the end of 2 Chronicles chapter 22, we had the record of Queen Mother Athaliah usurping the throne of the kingdom of Judah. But praise the Lord, Athaliah was foiled in her attempt to kill off the Messianic line because baby Joash was rescued from the massacre by his aunt Jehoshabeath, who was married to the high priest Jehoiada. Little Joash was hidden in the temple precincts or temple complex for 6 years while wicked Queen Athaliah reigned over the land. But now here in chapter 23 of 2 Chronicles, Joash is brought out of hiding and crowned as the rightful king. Wicked Queen Athaliah was quickly brought to justice and was put to death by the military outside the gate. Now, before we move to our doctrinal points, let's not miss the possible prophetic implications of the end times that we have portrayed in these events. We know from Luke chapter 21, verse 24, that throughout the times of the Gentiles, Jerusalem is to be under foreign oppression. Athaliah, usurping the throne of David and wrongly reigning as a wicked queen, may prophetically represent these times. Meanwhile, as Joash was hidden away in the temple, awaiting the right time to be revealed as the rightful king in the line of David, so Christ today is hidden, as it were, awaiting to be revealed as the rightful king and establish his kingdom. Let's move now to our doctrinal points. Doctrinal point number one: spiritual leaders can greatly influence the course of a nation. Spiritual leaders can greatly influence the course of a nation. Let's read the rest of the chapter, beginning now with verse 16. Then Jehoiada made a covenant between himself, the people, and the king, that they should be the Lord's people. And all the people went to the temple of Baal and tore it down. Also Jehoiada appointed the oversight of the house of the Lord to the hand of the priests, the Levites, to offer the burnt offerings of the Lord, as it is written in the law of Moses, with rejoicing and with singing. Then he took the captains of hundreds, the nobles, the governors of the people, and all the people of the land, and brought the king down from the house of the Lord, and set the king on the throne of the kingdom. So all the people of the land rejoiced, and the city was quiet, for they had slain Athaliah with the sword. Spiritual leaders can greatly influence the course of a nation. The spiritual leader that we have in mind here is obviously Jehoiada. Jehoiada was a great man of God, and God used him to influence the course of the nation of Israel. Jehoiada was not only involved in the rescue and hiding of baby Joash from Athaliah, but he was involved in the spiritual training of the nation's future king. Furthermore, Jehoiada used his clout as high priest to organize the priests and the Levites and the military to remove wicked Queen Athaliah from the throne and thus prevent the nation, at least temporarily, from sliding further away from the Lord. Jehoiada also led the people and the king in a renewed covenant to follow the law of the Lord, verse 16. And Jehoiada directed the people to tear down the house of Baal with its idolatrous altars and images, verse 17. And Jehoiada reorganized the Levitical priesthood and brought their function back in line with the law of God, verse 18. So Jehoiada, as high priest and statesman, was a spiritual leader that greatly influenced the course of the nation. You know, the same can be true of spiritual leaders today. Think of our own nation, for example. When the president asks for spiritual counsel, which he can do, strong spiritual leaders can influence decisions affecting our nation. And it goes without saying that good spiritual leaders in our nation can influence the voting power of the moral majority. Spiritual leaders can greatly influence the course of a nation. Doctrinal point number two. Spiritual leaders can greatly influence the conduct of an individual. Spiritual leaders can greatly influence the conduct of an individual. Let's read from 2 Chronicles chapter 24. Joash was 7 years old when he became king, and he reigned 40 years in Jerusalem. Joash did what was right in the sight of the Lord all the days of Jehoiada the priest. Now it happened after this that Joash set his heart on repairing the house of the Lord. Then at the king's command, they made a chest and set it outside at the gate of the house of the Lord. And they made a proclamation throughout Judah and Jerusalem to bring to the Lord the collection that Moses, the servant of God, had imposed on Israel in the wilderness. Then all the leaders and all the people rejoiced, brought their contributions, and put them into the chest until all had given. So it was at that time when the chest was brought to the king's official by the hand of the Levites, and when they saw that there was much money, that the king's scribe and the high priest's officer came and emptied the chest and took it and returned it to its place. Thus they did day by day and gathered money in abundance. The king and Jehoiada gave it to those who did the work of the service of the house of the Lord, and they hired masons and carpenters to repair the house of the Lord, and also those who worked in iron and bronze to restore the house of the Lord. So the workmen labored, and the work was completed by them. They restored the house of God to its original condition and reinforced it. When they had finished, they brought the rest of the money before the king and Jehoiada. They made from it articles for the house of the Lord, articles for serving and offering, spoons and vessels of gold and silver, and they offered burnt offerings in the house of the Lord continually all the days of Jehoiada. But Jehoiada grew old and was full of days, and he died. He was 130 years old when he died. And they buried him in the city of David among the kings, because he had done good in Israel both toward God and his house. Now after the death of Jehoiada, the leaders of Judah came and bowed down to the king, and the king listened to them. Therefore they left the house of the Lord God of their fathers and served wooden images and idols, and wrath came upon Judah and Jerusalem because of their trespass. Yet he sent prophets to them to bring them back to the Lord, and they testified against them, but they would not listen. Then the Spirit of God came upon Zechariah, the son of Jehoiada, the priest, who stood above the people and said to them, "Thus says God, why do you transgress the commandments of the Lord so that you cannot prosper? Because you have forsaken the Lord, he also has forsaken you." So they conspired against him, and at the command of the king, they stoned him with stones in the court of the house of the Lord. Thus Joash, the king, did not remember the kindness which Jehoiada, his father, had done to him, but killed his son. And as he died, he said, "The Lord look on it and repay." So it happened in the spring of the year that the army of Syria came up against him. For the army of the Syrians came with a small company of men, but the Lord delivered a very great army into their hand, because they had forsaken the Lord God of their fathers. So they executed judgment against Joash. And when they had withdrawn from him, for they left him seriously wounded, his own servants conspired against him because of the blood of the sons of Jehoiada the priest, and killed him on his bed. So he died, and they buried him in the city of David, but they did not bury him in the tombs of the kings. Now concerning his sons, and the many oracles about him, and the repairing of the house of God, indeed they are written in the annals of the book of the Kings. Then Amaziah, his son, reigned in his place. In this chapter, 2 Chronicles chapter 24, we have the good news and the bad news concerning King Joash. What is quite obvious when we read this chapter is that as long as Jehoiada was alive, King Joash towed the line and was a good king. Verse 2, Joash did what was right in the sight of the Lord all the days of Jehoiada the priest. But when Jehoiada died, King Joash turned away from the Lord because of bad counsel. Verse 17, now after the death of Jehoiada, the leaders of Judah came and bowed down to the king, and the king listened to them. These leaders wanted to bring idolatry back into the land and were able to lead Joash astray. When Jehoiada was alive, Joash went all out to repair the house of the Lord, even showing Jehoiada a creative way to get the people to give responsibly to the work of the Lord by having a chest placed in the temple area where folks could put in their required and free will offerings. I wonder if Joash had a graph or diagram of a thermometer placed alongside the chest to indicate financial progress. Jehoiada also showed Joash the right use of surplus funds, verse 14. And look at the end of verse 14. And they offered burnt offerings in the house of the Lord continually all the days of Jehoiada. Joash was greatly influenced by this wonderful spiritual leader, Jehoiada the high priest. When Jehoiada died at 130 years of age, this well-loved and influential spiritual leader was buried in the royal tombs, verse 16. Then, under the bad counsel of Judah's unbelieving officials, King Joash would not even listen to the prophets that God graciously sent to Judah, verse 19. In fact, King Joash participated in the murder of Zechariah, the son of Jehoiada. Now the Lord avenged that murder and let Joash reap what he had sown. He not only suffered military losses, but was murdered himself and not buried in the royal tombs. We wonder how such a sudden downfall was possible, and yet it emphasizes our doctrinal point, doesn't it? As long as Jehoiada was alive and counseling Joash, the king stayed on track. Spiritual leaders can greatly influence the conduct of an individual. Practical application. Surround yourself with good spiritual leaders. Surround yourself with good spiritual leaders. Now, if you surround yourself with ungodly and worldly friends and colleagues, it's easy to drift along with them. In fact, before long, they tend to become your role models. But if you surround yourself with good spiritual leaders, and this would include pastors and teachers and close friends, then it's harder to fall away because you're surrounded with role models whose lives will challenge you and automatically tend to hold you accountable. And if you begin to go off course, you will have to willfully cross certain protective barriers and not just drift away. So surround yourself with good spiritual leaders.